You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me today for Inside Out. And I am just so glad that you're with us. So if this is your first time, or you are a repeat returning back again to listen, thank you and welcome. And our whole goal every time is to look at, think about, how do we live life the right way, the way that God intended for this to work? And it really is to live from the inside out. Hey, over the last few episodes, we've been talking, thinking about heaven. And I wanted to continue on some of those thoughts today, going back to just a bottom line idea that everybody spends forever somewhere. That's a real thought. Everybody, you, me, everybody that you know, everybody you don't know, they're going to spend forever somewhere. And there's only two possible destinations, heaven and hell. And our focus will be on heaven, and because of what Jesus has done for us, we have the choice to go there by accepting Jesus. So it's very, very important that we understand that heaven is a reality, that Jesus is the only way to the Father. He's the only way to heaven. And we were all heading toward hell. And then Jesus offered rescue. And if we take that rescue, then our entire journey, the direction, our eternity changes. And life can be tough, and seasons can be really tough. And in those times, you literally can have hell on earth. But God our Father, through the Holy Spirit, who is our helper, offers us help on earth. So I like to think about it this way. We are, if you have received Jesus, you are heaven bound and you are heaven helped. And so we can actually have a little heaven to go to heaven in. If you think that this is all there is, then you know that's going to be a pretty hopeless life. But you have to believe that there is better ahead. And the best of earth is always a glimpse of heaven. It's a foretaste. It's a sample. And the worst of earth is a glimpse of hell. As has been said, for the believer, the most hell, for the believer right here is the most hell that you will ever have. For the unbeliever, this is the most heaven you will ever have. Let's look at a couple of ideas today, realities actually, that have to do with heaven. First of all, the idea of transport. So we're alive in this body, we're here on this earth, heaven is out ahead of us, above us, and when we die, the Bible is very clear that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. There's also the great blessed hope, or the rapture of the church, as it is called, where we fly. So I say we either die or fly, but the rapture would be in the twinkling of an eye. And then death is also instantaneous, moving from absent from the body to present with the Lord. But there's a transport that takes place. In Psalm 116, verse 15, it says that precious, important, and no light matter in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. One commentary says that God provides special care in the death of his saints. If you'll remember back in Luke chapter 16, even the beggar was carried by angels to the bosom of Abraham. So there is a transport. It is not, you know, lost out in space somewhere, not drifting, not in some holding pattern. There is a direct, careful, precious transport when we pass from this life to the next. Once we get there, and then even after we're there, the Bible talks about a reunion. So I have loved ones that have passed. You probably do as well. I have friends that have passed. And if they are believers, the Bible promises that there is a reunion for those of us who have died in the Lord. And quite a thought to realize that we're going to be reunited with other believers. Not only the people we know, but Scripture seems to indicate that other people are going to be recognizable. Abraham and Moses and Isaac and Jacob actually says that we can sit and feast with them. So there is a great reunion ahead as well. And then there are also rewards in heaven. And this is a thought to really kind of camp out on just a moment today. How we live this life matters. Now, that is not the ultimate of how you get to heaven. How you get to heaven is to believe on Jesus, to have him forgive you of your sins, become your Savior, and he becomes the bridge to a relationship with the Father and a home in heaven forever. But how we live matters. And the Bible talks about the judgment seat of Christ that takes place after the rapture, during the tribulation, before the millennial reign. It happens in heaven, and these are believers. And this judgment is only for believers, and the judgment is not about sin. It's not about salvation. It's about your works, and it's about your motives. And the result of that judgment is you're going to receive rewards or crowns or not. And what we do with those crowns is lay them at Jesus' feet. So it is important for us, as Scripture says, to abide in him and to practice righteousness so that we actually have a reward to give to the Lord, you know, and not end up ashamed because, yes, I received Jesus, but I lived a careless life, a life without faith, a life without hope. Friend, don't even venture down that road. Make sure that life counts. As Philippians chapter 1 says, above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. And this is talking about right here, right now. So we're citizens of heaven right now, but we're not in heaven yet. But that's where our citizenship is. In the meantime, while we're here on earth, we are to live as citizens of heaven, conducting ourselves in a manner worthy of what Jesus has done for us. We're to live a life of faith, of worship, of serving, of walking in love, of working in such a way that we don't work like the rest of the world does. We show up on time, we're honest, we're friendly, we have integrity, we're working and we're walking, we're living our lives by the standards that are set by the New Testament. You know, as Jesus prayed in the, quote, Lord's Prayer, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, I think we need to pray that prayer too, that God, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth in my life, just as it is in heaven. So while we're still here on earth, we must let heaven and the thoughts of heaven and the reality of heaven and the eventuality of heaven, let that frame and shape and inform our perspective and our approach to everything here in this life, how we live, what our motives are, what we do. It's very, very important that we bear that in mind, that we indeed live as citizens of heaven, conducting ourselves in a way that is worthy of the Lord. And God will help us with that. We are indeed heaven bound, but we are also heaven helped. He'll help us in this life. One last thought today is we're headed to heaven, but we need to think about others. Because going back to my first statement today, everybody spends forever somewhere. Everybody does. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 in the Message paraphrase, it says, God isn't late with his promise as some measure lateness. He is restraining himself on account of you, holding back the end because he doesn't want anyone lost. He's giving everyone space and time to change. God is actually holding back. He's allowing space for people to change and to come to him. He doesn't want anybody to be lost. And we need to think about that because, you know, we can impact, we can influence, we can pray for, we can be kind. We can invite, we can help people around us so that they can see that, you know, the citizens of heaven, I want to be one of them because heaven is coming. And so we cannot, in front of others or all by ourselves, we cannot live sloppy. We cannot live indifferent. Very, very important because as long as there's a heaven and a hell, we've got to be concerned about other people as well. So let me just end with this. The whole three big ideas is this: come to Jesus. That's your way to heaven. That's your way of forgiveness and salvation, help in this life, and a home in heaven. Come to Jesus. Secondly, live for Jesus. Realize that while we're here, living as those citizens of heaven, we have a great work to do. We have a great purpose. We have high standards that we're to live and conduct ourselves being salt and light in this world. We have great purpose. We have full provision. So come to Jesus, live for Jesus, and then whether we die or fly, then go to heaven. Come to Jesus, and today, live for Jesus, and one day, we go to heaven. It's a beautiful thing that God has set up. And it's going to take his help, but I promise you, he will help you. And he has prepared a beautiful place ahead of us. And he is able to help us even in the toughest days here. Well, I pray that this helps you. I pray that this encourages you today. And I pray that you'll start to think a little more about heaven and let that influence how we live here on earth. Thank you for joining me once again for Inside Out, and I'll see you on the next time. And why don't you invite somebody to join us for these episodes of Inside Out? All of them are just like 10, 12 minutes long, and you can go back and kind of look at some of the previous episodes, and hopefully you'll be encouraged by that. Till the next time, God bless you. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.